For today's second date update, we got an email from a listener named Tanya, and her email said that she's desperate and needs our help.
Oh, okay. Well, we are the perfect place for desperate people.
Yeah, I didn't even read her email. I just saw an email from a female that said she was desperate, and I was like, okay, cool. We'll talk to her.
Yeah.
See what it's all about.
Okay.
Because I like desperate females. So what's up, Tanya? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, you do sound desperate. Yeah. Did you hear that hi?
Yeah.
Oh, Tanya, things are bad, aren't they?
They are. I really screwed up, and I would love your help.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, before we get into the screw-up, tell us a little bit about the person you want to call today. What's his name?
Okay, well, his name is James, and he's just really funny and handsome and kind of the whole package, and I was so into him, and I just, I'm so frustrated.
He sounds really dreamy. How did you meet James?
Backstory, I'm recently divorced.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to get back into the dating scene. So a coworker of mine said, like, hey, I have this friend who also got out of a relationship. Like, can I hook you up?
Okay. So your friend hooked you up with James.
Yeah. So I went for it. I thought, what the heck? Why not? Like, it's one date, it might be terrible. But we decided to meet up for a drink, and I got there, and the first impression was that he was very handsome. And I was like, thanks, girlfriend.
Yeah, right? Because that's always a hit or miss. You never know what people are going to set you up with.
Right, because, like, your friends, you know, like, they may think somebody's handsome or attractive, and you get there, and you're like, no, we clearly have different tastes.
Different tastes.
Usually, anytime my friends have hooked me up with somebody, I've always gone back to them and like, what were you thinking? That person's so wrong for me in every way.
Right.
That's what I was afraid of, but in this circumstance, that wasn't the case.
Wow.
And we started talking, and he was actually really funny and, like, quick-witted, which is a huge turn-on for me.
Oh, my God. So he wasn't just pretty? He was more than that?
Exactly. He was pretty and funny.
Oh.
Okay. So was the date good, then? You think the date was a success?
It was great. And, you know, I was, like, suddenly interested in him long term, you know?
Oh my gosh. It's your first date back from being divorced, girl.
Okay, well, you might be proud of me then for what I did next. I decided to invite him back to my place.
Yeah. Now you're getting back to the single life.
I'm so embarrassed.
Listen to her.
So we got back to my place and we like started making out within like 10 seconds.
Nice.
You're gross.
There.
Yuck.
Gross. Oh my gosh. Whatever. That is so hot.
All right, so did you guys hook up then? All the way?
All the way.
All the way?
It does sound like a junior high question.
Yeah. You like him like more than a friend?
But I'm also curious.
Unfortunately, no. So this is where I am just kicking myself, okay?
What?
So we're like making out on the couch and I hear keys jingling in the door.
Oh, no.
What?
Uh-huh. Wait, do you have a roommate?
I don't have a roommate.
You're not fully divorced yet. You're just going through, like, the paperwork process, and your husband came home.
What? That was specific.
So.
What? I was joking. Is that for real?
It's pretty for real.
What? Girl, what are you doing? You're living with a almost ex, and you're inviting a dude that's hot back to your place?
What?
That you
No.
Wait.
You misunderstand, because he doesn't live with me anymore, but he still has keys. And he said that he just, like, came to pick something up.
Oh, no. What bad timing.
Oh, man.
What time at night is this? Because it sounds like he's just trying to ruin your spot, man.
That's what it felt like. Basically, what happened is, so James, like, jumps up and he's like, I'm sorry. And, like, immediately apologizes to my ex and then, like, runs out the door.
Wait,
oh, man.
What did your ex say to him?
I mean, he was just kind of dumbfounded. He just kind of stood there like, sorry.
And you were like, yep, moving on. What do you think? Single looks good on me, doesn't it? Idiot.
I mean, I'm not going to say that didn't feel a little good.
Right, of course. And because he was hot, too. So it's not even like you were like hooking up with a downgrade. This was an upgrade,
right.
It sounds like.
Total upgrade.
And have you tried to get a hold of James since? I mean, we obviously know why your date was screwed up.
So he hasn't responded to any calls or text messages, and it's killing me because I just want to tell him, like, hey, like, I forgot that my ex had keys. I'm sorry. Like, we're getting divorced.
Oh, man.
It wasn't anything like that. you know.
Yeah, but getting divorced and divorced are two different things. Like, maybe he just doesn't want to be involved in that.
I wish that he would just at least talk to me. Mm-hmm. And, like, our mutual friend, I've talked to her, and she won't give up any information. She's like, I don't want to be in the middle of it.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody wants to be in the middle of that. Even including us. We might not do the second date update, actually. I don't want to get in the middle of it.
No.
But I will say to your credit, it's not like your ex-husband came in like, oh, that's my wife, yeah, and I'm going to bleh. Like, it sounds like it was pretty chill.
Right. It was chill, except for James was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah, you know, in my head, I'm like, he shouldn't be apologizing because he's my ex, you know, like, right, it's not like my ex still has ownership or ever had ownership of me, you
right
know, like,
and right, it's not like you live with your ex,
right?
Except he does have keys to your house and shows up at all hours of the night, which
that part's kind of
good.
Right.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then see if we can get him on the phone and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hang on.